Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
God willing, one day there's a place of work that we have and we build that where we can match contributions, right?
Right.
No one ever matched, ever, when we were CBS.
No, they didn't. They didn't even let us have matches. They didn't trust us.
Why Get Back?
Because that was the song from that album, the biggest hit. But you know the song Get Back, don't you?
I don't think
JoJo was a man who thought he was a woman.
I have no idea.
I gave you all the Beatles stuff on a thumb drive.
Yeah, I never listened.
Okay, well.
One. Two, I got two. I like the George Harrison songs.
You are such a scab. I like the George Harrison song. Yeah, I like the funny
where
song.
Where he's featured.
Yes, of course.
I'm a tech first responder for elders.
Exactly. You run into the burning laptop.
I want a badge for this.
Everybody runs away from the app, but Oscar runs towards
the burning app.
I'm running towards the iPad.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
And Oscar.
Yay! It's your morning show at night.
Is that what we're doing? It's not a cocktail party, is it?
No. This is what's wild. And by the way, for those of you not in the know, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara is taking the day because old Rob Spiewak and Fantana had a scheduling conflict.
Let me do this real quick.
What's
say
that?
That we are live.
You don't have to read it. Just because you wrote it, you have to read it?
No, but the people like to hear
your
cities.
Here we go, America.
Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for this program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Falmouth, Jamaica to Randolph, Utah, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina to Ragged Point, California, the Isle of Capri in Italy, and Bastogne, Belgium. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Oscar.
Do you feel better now?
I do.
That's got to be an OCD thing.
Well, no, but you know,
they don't care.
Of all the podcasts that are out there, we have perhaps one of the greatest roots in radio.
We could have gotten to that a little later, naturally.
No.
You're like, we got to do this first.
There's an orderation.
Who says?
I say.
We're literally recording onto a computer.
We're figuratively recording, not to a computer. No,
this will be on KCJJ. Hello, KCJJ.
Hello, boys.
Okay, can I get back to my story?
Yes, please.
So, Mike's out. We're in. Roman's out. Shiv's in.
Roman's out.
So,
hello, Mr. President. How are you feeling?
He'll be back mañana by the time you get this.
Yes.
Pony's here. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit. It's evening.
Evenings.
In D.C.
Evenings with Oscar Zabios.
Yeah, and the evenings, traditionally through the TMOS world, involve heavy drinking.
Evenings with Oscar.
By the way, I thought today was Tuesday. Evenings on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Can't involve heavy drinking.
No, because we have to be back here bright and early.
And you got to drive.
I have to drive.
Right?
I have to.
Drinking and driving is not allowed.
No, it's not. It used to be.
Well, I don't think it was ever allowed.
I think in the 40s it was allowed.
You learned that the hard way.
I was right on the edge there. So, it was a gray area.
we've got the Bloom Room in another room.
Right.
I'm sober.
Yeah, sober.
And showing some arm.
When did the shakes start for you?
Probably another 10 minutes.
No, good to know.
You know what? You could probably see him break a land speed record if you rolled an olive down the hallway right now.
Shannon, at one point in my life, said, "Do you ever get cravings for alcohol?" And I said, "No. Who gets cravings for alcohol?" And she goes, "I was just curious because like, sometimes during the week."
I can answer that.
What? Who?
I do.
Pody, do you?
I'm craving it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is it because we're so used to doing the show at night drinking, or is it because we're usually drinking at night?
No, because I've already, by the time that it is, not, well, you know what? The shaking hasn't started for me yet. The shaking, check with me when Jeopardy starts.
This is the best.
That's when
okay,
it'll happen.
Okay, so in the evenings.
In the mornings and evenings, transparent. Right.
Let's say you get home at 7 p.m. on a lucky day.
That's a good time.
Right?
Yes.
So then, is it? And I love, this is a great window into your soul.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happens with me, and then you tell me what happens with you.
All right.
I get home, I turn on the nightly news, that's DVR'd.
Right.
I start it over, I grab a seltzer water, And then
not a hard seltzer?
Not a hard seltzer. And then I sit down and I watch the news.
Nice.
What's your routine?
It depends on the mode that I'm in.
Okay.
To say that...
On average.
Okay, I go into my house through the garage.
Yeah.
Because my basement is actually...
It's like the back cave.
Yeah, exactly. There's no need for me to climb steps to get to my mm-hmm. desk, right? So to go through my garage, I pass what I call the beer fridge. Now...
So it's staring at you.
If I perhaps stopped and bought beer on the way home, which sometimes happens, I have to open the beer fridge, put it in.
Yes.
But if I'm coming in and it's just me and my little boy backpack...
Yeah.
I may grab a beer on the way in.
Okay. Well, no, I could see that because it's there.
Right.
It's in front of you. And then Do you ever take two because you know you're going to pound one?
100%. What are you, high?
Is awesome.
Now, if it's going to be a night where it's maybe a vodka cranberry night,
yes,
you leave the beer there. And then you go and you do some stuff. Mm-hmm. Then you go up to the kitchen, you make yourself a nice drink. But if it's an urgent, pressing matter,
yes,
you can get the alcohol fastest.
If it's go time.
If it's go time.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But I've never lived in a house or had a house with a traditional bar.
You know what?
Do you have a bar set up?
I have a kind of. What I have is what is known as a server, which is smaller than a buffet,
mm-hmm.
But it is it's a old mid-century modern server that opens almost like a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my barware and stuff like that on that. And above that, I have shelves with barware on it.
Okay.
But there's not like a bar that you would stand behind.
How many bottles?
On it? Maybe six.
That are like our go-tos.
No, if it's a go-to, it's not on display. Pretty bottles are
okay, where's the vodka then?
It's on top of the fridge.
Why?
Because that's where you put it.
Oh.
You put it up there so the kids can't reach it.
Easy access?
No, I do have a liquor cabinet.
Okay.
But the vodka I buy is a big bottle, and it's too tall for the liquor cabinet.
Ah, it doesn't fit in there. Beacon of hope.
Yeah, what it is, it's what they call a handle.
This is great.
You go buy a handle of that.
Pony, you get home roughly at 2:30 p.m., traditionally. What happens on those days? When do you start pounding?
Oh, I don't touch the booze
the good
until
stuff.
5 o'clock or so.
Does it have to be 5? Do you feel guilty at 4?
When you say 5, do you think that that's like some sort of magic? You realize
it's
5
a magic
o'clock?
Time.
No, it's not.
It's magic.
I think that 7 would be much more magical.
Oh, you're
I
loser.
Feel guilty if
Square.
there's a dinner for work and it's 6.
Really?
It seems strange.
I think even on the weekends, I very seldom, if it's a special occasion, a party or something, maybe. But if it's just like a regular, never before. Like if it's like 4, you feel like you're a criminal.
A Matt Bloom.
Yes,
Matt Bloom.
And I'm not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the earliest during the week where you're like, yeah, it's a light week that you've ever have you ever like dove into this this next gen alcoholism?
More like next gen.
Mm-hmm. I'd say. Maybe like 4 o'clock if I'm on vacation.
Got it. You just went fishing.
Now
Oscar hasn't texted you yet. Let's jump in.
He will. Oscar will. As soon as you hear the cork leave the bottle.
It's like, God damn.
He's calling me. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. For example, Thanksgiving, which is a week
from... Yeah, but those are holidays.
But I'm going to say, that will be mimosas in the morning. I mean, that's
early.
No.
Can't do that. How I'd pass out. Wouldn't even make it to lunch.
Well, that's what Carrie does.
Wow.
But Carrie also makes them. I can handle one or two because of my extreme tolerance and my body weight.
Yeah.
But Carrie makes a very strong mimosa for herself, almost like an orange martini. It's just got a little bit of orange juice and mostly bubbles. And so... 45 minutes into it, she's extraordinarily silly.
Yeah.
And then 90 minutes into it, she's extraordinarily napping.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But that's okay.
So
she should be out of the way when I'm cooking.
Wake, drink, completely stop, living, awaken again, and then it's Thanksgiving lunch, dinner?
Yeah, well, I think we determined that Thanksgiving meal this year will be at 6 p.m.
Okay, not
so
bad.
Yeah. So she'll be ready to
Early
go.
Mimosa seems like a lot of work, though.
It
destroys your day.
It doesn't. It keeps her out of the way.
Okay.
And
what about you? Are you drinking?
Oh,
I thought you were cooking.
No, but you know what? A little bit of in the morning just to lube up is fine. And today this Thanksgiving is going to be easy because I don't think we're having any guests save my mom unless the kids bring somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually scaled down on my turkey, 14 and a half pounds.
Okay.
Cook faster. And last year, I Oh, you know what Carrie loved last year?
What's that?
Is I made cranberry sauce from scratch.
Ooh.
And to do that, you need to acquire the zest of an orange.
Uh-huh.
So when I was zesting oranges, I said, you know what I should do? I went to Costco and I bought 10 pounds of oranges and I juiced them. And so she had fresh orange juice.
Whoa.
For her mimosas. And you know what? You would have thought I'd given her a brick of gold.
Yeah, I mean, you probably make every other husband listening to this right now feel like they're inadequate, because I would never do that for Shannon. I don't think most people would.
You would buy an Ecto Cooler and a bottle of cheap champagne.
Do they make the drinks that already come mixed? I feel like this is a lot of work.
Well, no, a mimosa,
like a champagne and orange juice.
A mimosa really needs to be prepared
or substitute.
Has to be prepared live, because of otherwise it's going to lose its carbonation.
Live. Just like this show,
exactly. Live,
live
to tape. But I also.
Live to mimosa.
Before you give me too much credit, I do have a great orange juicer that was a gift from Mike O'Mara many years ago. That it's like you see at a bar with a big handle, and he uses the leverage to crush. So you can, once you slice the oranges, you can fly through them pretty quick.
Ah, seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But I'm a mighty man.
I'm not. Look, and if you don't drink, God bless you. You're in a better spot in life. I often think that. Because you at 50, do you ever look back at your life and reminisce what could have been?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you're doing great, but what could have been?
You know, sometimes when you say something, I hear the air quotes, even if you don't do them.
Just say
you're doing great, Rob.
I'm just saying.
You're doing fine. We're going to do the show tonight at 7. You're doing great.
No. There are times where, like, okay, if I stop drinking, like, let's say the two nights a week, just Friday, maybe a Thursday, who knows? Would I be more productive and a better person? I believe I would.
I agree. Anyone would. And I also think, you know what I think about? Yeah. I think about the amount of money I've spent through the years.
Yeah, but that's I think as an older gentleman, you probably drink at home.
Yeah, but still.
Does that really dent your... If you're drinking at home, it's the cheapest way to drink.
It is, but it's still not free. It's still not free.
How much is a handle?
A handle
Let's
is...
Let's do some rough math here.
No, $20.
$20.
Yeah.
And how many handles do you go through? Like one a month?
Four a day. No.
How many handles a week?
I'd say one a week. One a week is about right.
$80 a month?
Yeah. And you know what? That's...
One a week is brutal.
Well, I mean, but that's over Christ. 7 days. I drink every day.
One a week. I'm surprised you don't have jaundice. Wait, jaundice.
I'm surprised you can talk.
Yeah, me too.
Jaundice. Hey, man, it's a jaundice Wednesday.
I'll put some water, wet my whistle.
Yeah, do that. But yeah, but I mean, even that, I mean, and then...
You don't look yellow.
No, I don't. I don't feel yellow. Mm. But also, I mean, there are more expensive things to drink too. Crown Royal is much more expensive
than
that.
How much is that?
If you get, I think a handle of that is like 60 now. I don't drink that much anymore. I keep it, but I don't drink it.
$20 a week.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pony, are you most impressed? I'm not, the dollars are, you know, that does
add
up.
But also, put that over the last 30 years.
Right, let's do
That's
that.
A lot of money.
Let's do 52 weeks. I'll do that. Pony, Pat, ask him some more questions.
Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, Rob, do you have dust on your head right now?
What do you mean dust?
It's like a dust bunny or something on your head. It's kind of...
That has nothing to do with what we just talked about.
You know, is that some sort of dehydration joke? Hold on one second.
There's something on your head.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Or you're not...
Do you see it, Oscar?
I don't see... Let me see you. No, it's a reflection of the light on his white hairs.
Oh,
that's hair?
Yes, that's hair.
You're not accustomed to seeing
white
my
follicles
hair.
Of hair.
That's so weird.
Times 30.
Well, also, you know,
oh my God, $624,000.
Jesus. See?
Holy smokes.
It's a lot of money.
Oh my God.
I never. Okay, I didn't do this. Let me do this again. $20.
Okay, 20 times 52
that's
times
what
30.
I did. That's 52. Okay, that's 1,000. That's 1,040.
Okay.
And then times 30.
Yeah.
No, I did it wrong. Okay, 20.
20 times 52.
Times 52
right.
equals. Okay.
Times 30.
Times 30. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you scared me.
I had something else wrapping in there.
Yeah, how much?
It's 300. No, I'm kidding. It's $31,200. That's that.
Well, but yeah, but then you got mixers, ice.
I mean, that's, look, if you, okay, this is.
And also,
way,
you know what? There are, times
this
you spend
is,
more.
But this is the net present value. You have to. You're talking about compounding those dollars over and over and over and over. Yeah, you're probably out a good 150.
Yeah, I would say so.
What could you do today?
Yeah.
Sober Rob with $150,000.
$150,000? I could buy a bar and get started. No, I don't know.
Rob's.
I my parents are both social drinkers that drink every night.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just, it's part of my makeup. I don't know.
I want to go $60. $60. Let's say you average 60 with bitters and a bottle crown.
Sure, sure.
Over the year. 60.
60 times 52.
Times 52.
Times 30.
Times 30. Equals.
It's going
okay,
to be
$93,600. Okay,
also, Oscar, for someone who has a business degree, yes. You realize you could have just taken the 20 amount and tripled it.
It's real time.
It is.
Real time.
It is. He loves his calculator.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I mean, yeah. I had more than $500,000 first time.
And cherries.
That's why we have an accounting firm.
That's right. Cherries alone, we could make a
fortune.
I do
what I do best.
All right.
Okay, so
you drink, $100,000. You drink about twice a week?
Yeah. So I'm going to say it's $100. I'm going to say it's $100. Because I go out sometimes.
Yeah, right? And also, you know what?
$100. I've done the same thing.
And I've never been a bingey type guy. I mean, I've had nights that, obviously, it's been documented on this show, that there have been times that I've overdone
this guy.
It. But I'm not a binge drinker.
Yeah, but when you binge,
I know how to do
like
it.
That's where your life insurance policy comes into play.
That's right. That's when you take photographic evidence.
Yes.
And I don't need to see the picture.
100
yes.
times 4, right?
That's 400. Equals.
Oh, Jesus. All right, I got to clear the deck here.
Okay.
Times 4.
Well, what is 100 times? Oh, because a week.
Times 52 equals.
Hold it. Why is it 100 times 4?
I'm just averaging. I'm going out. You're staying at home drinking.
Oh, so you're making it $400 a month.
Yes.
Okay.
You pay like what? Now it's $12 a drink in D.C.?
Pretty much. Well, we were paying $20 at the Enrique Iglesias concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's 20. That's 20,000. That's $21,000.
You're
roughly.
Younger than me.
And then, so I've been drinking since I was 21. Let's
right.
say 20 years.
How much?
Do that again. Ooh, that looked terrible. Hold on a second.
Well, he's putting
times
together a T-chart.
52 equals.
Funny, it's all business stuff.
What the hell? No way.
Do you have a matrix?
Yes. As a matter of fact, right now the cameras are spinning around him.
Okay, this is much better. Okay, it's $104,000.
Okay, what could you do with $104,000? What could sober Oscar do with $104,000?
I put it on the stock called Apple and let it ride.
The stock called Apple.
Yeah.
And we'd all get new mic booms.
My God.
Yeah.
What a waste of... Pony, what are you drinking these days?
Gin, vodka, maybe a little whiskey once in a blue moon.
You're going
but
sapphire.
Are they mixed at the same time?
Yes, all three.
It's his favorite cocktail. I'll have a gin, vodka, and whiskey, please.
What's a sapphire situation? What does that cost?
I don't do sapphire. I usually do it's Bowman's? Either Hendrix or I found a new French gin that's pretty affordable.
This guy.
Yeah.
What's like $30 a handle.
What's so affordable?
$30, $30, $35 a handle.
How many handles do you go through a week?
I probably get two and a half weeks out of a handle.
That's two.
He's lying.
Yeah.
30 a week.
Yeah.
Times.
So what about, what's the, I usually buy, what did I usually, when I got you gifts?
when we care for each other.
When we care.
When you loved me.
What would I buy you was in that weird sort of squat bottle.
Hendrix gin.
And that's good, right?
Yeah. Hendrix is great, but even, I mean, a handle of Hendrix I think is like $80 or $90.
How old are you?
Ridiculous. 38.
38, right?
And you're doing great.
So you've been drinking since you were
10.
5. 35.
Let's see.
$54,000.
My dad used to rub gin on my gums when I was a baby. So, long time.
I think that I've known you for the majority of the time we've worked together.
I've got a quick commercial for Hendrix Gin. Hi, I'm Matt Bloom.
I'm Matt Bloom. I like Hendrix Gin.
I'm going to double all our numbers.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? The money would have been invested. It would have been compounded
interest. Well, it would be huge.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Like, this is the sad part. You can talk to us about any, like, type of alcohol.
Right.
Maybe Rob and you know, I can give you some whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me about a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
What do you know about it?
It's a guy... He's Irish. His name is Ira Roth. And
I thought he was in the IRA.
No. He's not Irish at all. As a matter of fact, he's a banker. And his name is Ira Roth. And if you open an account, you get a toaster. And that joke was brought to you by Hendrix Gin.
You think we're making this up?
A Roth IRA, it's a money thing. That's what the junkies told me. They said it's money. No, let's see. IRA, it's some sort of savings plan, right?
Yes.
Is it the Roth? Is that when your money is pooled with other people's money to make larger investments so you all benefit?
No, no, no.
Now, that's called a slush fund.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a Ponzi scheme.
That's a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, yes. This Ponzi scheme brought to you by Hendrix Gin.
Where's my olive?
Okay. The only reason I know this is as the business grows, we have to look at different options for the business, right? And I sat there and I was like, I bet you half of our team, and by no fault of our own, has ever gone through different iterations. As Charlie and I are sitting down, we're like, okay, what type of benefits we can give? How do we grow? And I sat here and I was like, you know,
let's ask Rob. He'll know what to do.
I would be shocked if half our team, even when we were at CBS.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you probably had some sort of, you know, IRA. You probably had something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but what, do you even know what you did with it?
Oh, yeah, Carrie's got it.
Okay. Fair enough.
And you know what? Nor do I ask Carrie to prepare the audio vault. We have our set of skills. Strength. Yeah, we have our set of skills.
Now, Pony Boy.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about a Roth IRA?
I'm guessing the R and the A are like, is it retirement account?
Bingo, bango.
So but what's like the TH?
Look at this guy.
Is it investment retirement amount?
No, it's what it is. It's retirement offer Tom Hanks. And every time he makes a movie.
Pony, that's great. You're further ahead than most people.
I really thought it was named after a guy named Roth.
Well, some say that the Roth is going to go away because of the Biden administration. Who knows, right? But
politics. Oh, I hate
back to politics. Who knows?
Thanks, Obama.
No, stop.
We got to thank somebody.
But this is what they don't teach you in DJ school.
DJ school.
They don't.
You're right. They don't. They really don't.
Like if we, God willing, one day there's a place of work that we have and we build that where we can match contributions. Right.
Right.
No one ever matched ever. Ever when we were CBS.
No, they didn't. They didn't even let us have matches. They didn't trust us. Well, we did go through a phase with firecrackers and lighter fluid at WJFK. That predates you.
Would you like some more T-shirts? Free T-shirts?
Or as they would sometimes.
How does that compound?
How about when you'd be in an appearance and say, "Hey, would you like to buy a T-shirt?"
I never did that.
I've heard of this.
I'm dreadfully scared.
Yeah, I didn't do it. You're laughing like we had merchandise at WJFK.
So I only bring all that up because you start thinking about like, man, what could have I have done?
Yeah.
With all those drunken dollars.
Yeah, it's true. I think about it with all the shit I bought my kids.
What do you mean?
Like toys and video games and stuff that got lost and thrown away. Pony, you got to write down that word. I don't have a pen. This is a late night show.
You seem a little bitter about it. You think you'd let it go by now.
Do you know how many times I looked in the dryer filter and there's like a Pokemon cartridge from his pocket? I'm like, hey, Carrie. It's $40 in the dryer lint trap.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you know, like for like a Game Boy or something, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, I get
and,
that.
And you know, and you put the cartridge in, and then he's running over to another house.
Yes.
And so he's put it, his hot, sweaty hands, puts the cartridge in his pocket, and it stays there. And it goes to the washer, and it's toast. It's toast. You can't go to E-Star Land and resell that.
No, no.
No,
you can't. They're not
going to take it. Pennies on the dollar. And then also, for what it's worth, I also hate children's socks.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, then we got that out of the way.
You got me all worked up.
We're good.
I'm sorry.
We're clear.
We are.
So if the shakes break in, we're going to fight through it.
Yeah, of course. Power through. You got to pick a cadence and stick to it.
I'm not very good. I'm on the ones and threes.
I was on the twos and nines and traffic on the eights.
How much time do we have before next break?
We've got 4 minutes, ten minutes, whatever you want. It's your podcast.
It's your podcast.
It's our podcast.
We had to wait for the star.
Now this, okay. This is not cool.
I was on time.
This is not
Tony, was I on time?
You were way early.
Yeah, I was way early.
Okay, well, the thing is when there's a soft open, because we have studio things going all day here.
All day, baby.
Seriously, this was
never complain about business.
No, I love it. It was a banner day here at Podcast Village, Podville Media.
Don't mention the shows.
I won't, but I will note we have three working studios in it. It's a beautiful facility, and one of my favorite things is when shifts overlap.
Yes.
A show starts, and while that's going on, another one goes on. So that's why we're recording in the dead of night here.
Yes.
So
it's not the dead of night.
And I finished.
It's evening.
It's evenings.
We used to do the show in evenings.
Evenings with Oscar Santana.
Evenings. Oh,
so I finished up with the last shift, mm-hmm. and I walked by Oscar, and with a smirk in my mouth, I said, want to do a show?
Yes.
And he said, yes. I said, I need a couple minutes. And he says, here's what he says. Take your time. There's no hurry. And so,
which is right.
I go back. I make sure the iPads are set. I grab some show prep we're not going to get to because Oscar wants to talk about how much money I've wasted drinking.
Well, and, me too.
And then I said, I'm going to go into the studio and he's here and Charlie Burney is visiting, which is always nice to see mm-hmm. Charlie. And Oscar says, as I sit down, well, the star is here. Now we can begin. And I said, as if.
Oh, please.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're here.
It worked out.
It always does. It always does.
So just a quick note mm-hmm. before we go to break. Mm-hmm. As we, the time kept shifting for the record of the show, and it's not because we don't make the show priority. It's just when shows go over,
right.
We have to account for that.
Exactly.
I start going through some show prep to just lay out. It's like, I like to kind of know what's going on.
Sure.
And I realized, I'm like, what am I talking about? There's so much going on within our own little world.
Yes.
That no one wants to hear about what's on the latest TMZ article.
No. I said to Oscar, I said, hey, did you see the Britney? I got the audio from the Britney video. He says, what Britney video? And this is like 2 o'clock. This is what you live on.
Yes.
And it's just
like a
not
vampire.
Not a priority today.
It gives
today.
Me energy.
Not a priority today. But I think that your prediction from maybe was it a week ago? Wait for her to get crazy.
Yes,
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We can dissect it if you like.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to hear a little later.
Okay,
after the break.
Right.
But and this is the tip of the cap to Dan O'Brien, where I have a wonderful interaction with Dan, and he usually, I guess, would run the show from the other side on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Right.
And Dan comes to me because Dan's just super sweet. He says, I know the show is taping late, but do you mind if I still get out of here at 6, or do you need my help? Which, by the way, it's all you could ever ask from someone.
Exactly.
Right? And Dan's been batting 1,000 lately. He's just a 10 out of 10
mm-hmm.
And getting stuff done. And I think, I looked at Dan, I was like, is everything okay? And then I sit there and I was like, do you have a date?
Oh.
And this is what I love.
This is great.
If you tell me something, especially within the context of that, I will respect you if you say don't say anything on the air.
But he didn't say don't say it on the air?
And he didn't say no or yes. So this is where I love to leave people with a full cliffhanger.
Okay.
It's because I started engaging, just like, what's going on here?
Right.
Because I'm happy for him. I was going to maybe break him off a couple 20s, be like, you know, get a larger McValue meal, whatever you're going to get.
Let the lady will have fries.
Yes. get the new chicken sandwich from Burger King that's back out. I love it.
Oh, internet, Bitcoin.
Yeah, use Bitcoin. and he says to me, like, he gives me a non-answer, which Dan will do once in a while.
Once in a while. Every time.
And I looked around. Somebody walked in the lobby that has no context of what we do for the show. So I didn't want them to see me engaging with Dan at that level.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we're going to have the TBD. Because Dan, his usual mode of operation, and I love him,
yeah,
is to stay. And like he's like a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
Like he'll just stay. He plays Pac-Man when he's off hours. He plays with the arcade machine.
Sure.
Like, I love the kid. But today, he's scurried.
There's something going on.
Something's up, right?
And it, yeah. But the thing is, where would he meet anybody? Because he's only here.
The internet.
Internet.
Yes.
Aha. I don't see him as a guy that would do that.
Then why else would he want to scurry home?
Maybe he's got gin.
No, Dan doesn't drink, and I feel like it's not my business.
Dan is—I will
say—he can
say
live
this.
His own life.
Dan is not a good drinker. He's the kind of guy that orders like a drinks off the menu.
Well, he shuts down.
Yeah,
but it's like a and I hope this is true. And Dan, if you're listening to this, feel free to text me when you listen on the way into work.
That's right.
I didn't press because there was just too much miscommunication going on.
Right.
That I was like, I don't feel like getting to this molar tonight, like a dentist.
digging at the cavity?
Yes. But like I almost felt like a sense of pride that he was leaving at a respectful time.
Yeah.
And he had something to do. And if God forbid he says he was doing his taxes, I'm going to blow my brains out. But I felt like something special was at hand.
maybe.
Or a foot.
Oh, yeah, or a leg, anything. I would love to know more. We'll have him tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, we'll have him
tomorrow. Yeah, we can ask him tomorrow. And won't this be good if he hasn't heard this episode? And we just say, hey, we've got theories. He'll love that.
I wish people would open up to us more.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they don't, because they can listen to the show. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you open to us more, like open up to us more, we could help you.
Exactly.
We could literally help. We could change your life.
We are here to help.
Right?
Absolutely, Dan.
Yeah, well, look, you need a mentor, Dan. I'm done yelling at you. I've molded you into a wonderful. I took taking that clay, put you in the kiln. You're an ashtray.
Was he?
And like a nice one. One that your parents would actually use.
Like a nice one. You know, the kind that would make you want to take up smoking.
You know what I mean.
Now, how was he dressed today?
He had like a top hat. A top coat and a top hat on.
A top hat?
Yeah.
And a tail coat. Like the Monopoly man?
He looked like the Monopoly. That's why I think he has a date.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know what? Now I'm intrigued.
That's what I'm saying.
I am intrigued.
I want to know what he's doing. Because he has nothing except for us.
That's right. And we're not all that.
No. That's why I was like, man, look at that sad kid playing the arcade machine at 8 p.m.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Just lit by the light of the galley.
Literally the dark.
Yeah.
So for him to leave early means something's afoot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him.
Did he have that nervous 8:45 in the morning energy when he left?
No.
No, okay.
No, he was ready to go. He had, you know what, BDE.
What?
BDE.
Big Dan energy.
Yeah, Big Dan energy.
Oh, well that, well.
Like he was very assertive about rolling out.
Wow,
No, I don't want to call him right now. We're not calling. Fine. I don't even know if the machine's up and running. Is the machine up and running?
Yeah.
Okay, then dial him up.
Well, no, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll call him up and find out. I love having a producer in the other room.
Yes.
Fun, right? Yeah, boy.
That's your friend Rob.
We're going to take a break, come back, and call, get some Big Dan energy.
This is going to be depressing.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
My favorite part of that is when Mike says, we'll be glad for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Indochino, Oscar.
Yo. Perfect.
It seems like a lot of people have gotten just a little too used to dressing comfy. So why not replace that suit that's been gathering dust in the back of your closet and bring looking great back in style? It's about feeling confident and standing out, and there's never been a better time to upgrade your look. Indochino's Black Friday event has their lowest prices of the year on suits, shirts, outerwear, and more. Plus, you'll save even more using the promo code TMOS. It's so easy to do. You measure yourself on the website, takes like 10 minutes. Then you wear your suit out of the box in 3 to 4 weeks. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail, even the lining.
I had a friend
lining.
Say, I'm not used to wearing hard pants.
Yes, I'm going to go home and wear soft pants.
So strange. And I said, what do you mean, a suit?
Hard pants. The Indochino suits start from $299 and shirts from just $45, and that includes all the customizations. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
I love them.
Mike loves it. I have seen the results. They are magnificent. Get away from the video calls and back into looking and feeling amazing. Indochino's Black Friday event is on until November 29th, so you got to act now. Save even more and get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS.
So. Boom, bam.
So where are we, Oscar?
Dan's out.
Out?
Dan, Shiv's in.
Roman's out.
We'll check in with Dan tomorrow.
Okay, and we'll get all that information. I think that's
good. You can't afford a long-distance call.
Okay, do you remember that's something I have to explain to the kids. You know, it doesn't exist anymore, really.
Well, you're paying minutes.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Look, unlimited is only unlimited until it's not unlimited.
So, remember...
That's where they get you.
They've always got an angle. Do you remember last couple shows ago, I guess it was Monday's show, we were talking about how depressing the 60-minute story was about the shipping containers?
I wasn't as bummed out as Mike was, because I like it when the lights come on and you see the
cockroaches scurrying.
They have to scatter.
Yeah.
And at that point, that's when the world sees you're doing your best, but it's not your best.
Right.
And this is a quick sidebar to that story where yesterday they announced that all of a sudden they've been able to knock out a good 40% of that backlog in record time.
Doesn't it please you that after all these years, 60 Minutes still makes stuff happen?
Yes.
It really does. It really does. But the reason I bring up 60 Minutes is there was a story, I think it was the third segment, about the new Beatles documentary, Get Back, that's coming out. It's dropping on Disney Plus Thanksgiving night, I think, or Thanksgiving Day. And this has been... I've had a weird relationship with this project. And if you don't know what it is, here's what it is. Peter Jackson, the guy who made King Kong, I think he made the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
Great famous filmmaker. They gave him access to all of the film that was shot for the Beatles movie, Let It Be, in 1969.
How many movies did the Beatles have?
They had three. Well, four, if you count Yellow Submarine. They had Hard Day's Night, Help, a cartoon that they didn't voice called Yellow Submarine, and the documentary Let It Be.
Okay.
Let It Be was put together in such a way that you got to watch the band break up. So it's a sad movie.
I never knew this.
Yeah, it's very sad.
So Let It Be... is a breakup song.
Well, the whole album is a breakup album because I never realized this. And especially the way the movie was put together, it's really depressing to a point that right now you can only really get it as a bootleg.
Do you see them splitting up?
Oh, God, they fight horribly.
Is this how they know Yoko broke the band up?
Yoko is in the movie.
Is this why?
It's one of the reasons why she has the reputation, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is actually, you know, I hate talking about this, but this completely blew my it opened my mind up to even thinking about this.
So when he looked at the film, there was
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, there was like 70 hours of unused footage, right?
Okay,
and he said, you know what? They chose on purpose the saddest stuff. There was actually happy stuff going on during those sessions.
Ooh.
And so he got this ancient footage, he color corrected it, and put together, I believe it's going to be a 6-hour movie based on those sessions. And instead of calling it Let It Be, it's called Get Back. Now, I, as any Beatles fan would be...
Why Get Back?
Because that was the song from that album, the biggest hit. You know,
you're talking to the wrong person.
Well, you know the song "Get Back," don't you?
I don't think Jojo
was a man who thought he was.
I have no idea.
I gave you all the Beatles stuff on a thumb drive.
Yeah, I never listened.
Okay, well,
one. I got two. I like the George Harrison songs.
You are such a scab. I like the George Harrison song. Yeah, I like the funny song.
Where he's featured.
Yes, of course. You'll love it that in the movie Let It Be, you actually see George Harrison quit the band.
Okay. Was it like an angry quit, or was it I gotta go, guys? It's been nice.
He was angry, but he just says, I'm leaving the band. And he left for like 2 days.
And then came back?
He came back to finish the project.
That doesn't count.
Well, it was.
Yeah, like slam something or break something.
No, when there's footage of the other three Beatles talking about what they're going to do with him gone, I think it counts. I think they thought it counted. Anyway, the problem I have with this project is if there's a bigger Beatles fan in my circle of friends, it's my mom than me.
Aww.
She loves them because she was there when it happened, right? That's her band.
She was in England?
No, but she was, you know, she was
alive.
14 when they were on the Ed Sullivan
Show.
She was prime age and she followed them their entire career. But my mom is challenged technologically.
Yes.
And so when I first saw the trailer for this many months ago, I sent it to her and she watched it. And she says, how do I get it? I said, it's going to be on Disney Plus on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. She says, no, but how do you buy it? I said, you don't buy it. It's on a streaming service and you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't have Disney Plus. Can I tape it? Can I videotape it? I said, you don't tape it. She said, can I capture it on the DVR?
Hey, Sharon, break off $7.
And what I told her, I said, you have to subscribe to Disney Plus.
Shake out your IRA.
Get Rothy on it.
I think it's...
Come on. Shake the Roth, baby. So I said, you know, you're going to be at my house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You can watch it at my house. And she says, yeah, but how do I own it? I said, you'll never own it.
Why does she have to own anything?
You know what? Because the thing that you hate about me, about like wanting to buy...
Some tactile nonsense?
Yeah. She's worse about it than me because that's the way it's always been for her. So she, every time this thing gets closer and there's another thing that is released to the, you know, a little teaser to the press, mm-hmm. she finds out about it and she calls me. She says, can you buy it yet? And I said, no, you don't buy it. You stream it. And she gets into this uproar that she's not going to be able to see it. And I said, trust me. Do you remember when you watched
When does it come out? I just try to look and no one cares about it.
Thanksgiving on Disney Plus.
Shocker.
And so it's a three-part, 6-hour
That's where they get you, Pony, when you're with your family, like, let's watch this.
Oh, every time.
The old people will watch
this.
Damn
it.
Mm-hmm. My kids will be crying.
6-hour movie.
Well, it's 3 2-hour hunks.
That's a lot of movie.
I wish my parents weren't. I probably would be into them if they were into the Beatles.
You think if your parents had been Beatles fans, you'd be a Beatles fan?
Yeah, because they would actually have played something around the house, and I wouldn't be such an alien to all my friends.
An illegal alien.
Yeah, literally. No, I was a naturalized alien.
So it is every time we get a little closer to the release of this Beatles Get Back, I bristle because I know I have to tell my mom, and she's going to get panicked again that she's not going to be able to watch it. I said, do you remember when you watched Paul McCartney 1, 2, 3 and you subscribed to Hulu? She says, that nightmare. I said, yeah, but you saw it. It's the same thing.
She'll get it.
Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I have some policy.
All right.
I know we did just the Build America Back Better.
Is that our motto now?
The infrastructure bill.
Okay, Build America Back Better.
Yes, that's
name the show that part.
Get that.
and the Beatles song, Get That.
A lot of people ask if Social Security will be around when we get older.
Right.
I think within the next 5, there should be a bill, once we get through all this mess, that says you can't get Social Security unless you know how to run an iPhone.
That's a good plan.
You know what I mean?
And also,
how do we incentivize the elders to get like really get involved with tech? Man, that doesn't have to be an iPhone. I'm a smartphone.
Yeah, you can't just get like a jitterbug. You need to be able to.
I feel like there has to be something like that. And if you want to talk about economic disparities, fine, I get that. Let's teach people how to do this.
What if we take all the money for Social Security and hide it in those empty containers?
No, this is not. I'm not kidding you. Think about...
Like a test?
The test alone would bring back so much more efficiency to America's workforce, where the kids of this generation don't have to waste hours trying
helping
to explain
folks out, yeah.
how to get what's on the phone onto X, Y, and Z.
You know, it does make sense. But do you think as the olders are dying...
Elders
are dying, we are getting to be more tech savvy as a society?
No, I agree, but
my mom would still need a test. You still need a baseline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if she's getting a check from Social Security, I like to question that.
So here's the baseline.
Right,
here's,
Pony?
Yeah, no Medicaid if you can't use the app.
How about this? You can only get Medicaid through the Medicaid app on a smartphone.
Exactly. No more, you know, commercials for a call for your Medicaid benefits. No more of that crap.
No, I'm serious. Think about the time wasted. And you might think I'm a monster, and this is not an ageist thing. I'm a first responder in this world of tech for the elders. This is what I do.
Wow.
I live this world.
I'm surprised there's no statue to you. Brave soul.
I called my mom before the show.
I'm a first responder of tech.
I am. I'm a tech first responder for elders.
Exactly. You run into the burning laptop.
I want a badge for this.
Everybody runs away from the app, but Oscar runs towards
the burning app.
I'm running towards the iPad.
So here's where your point actually does make sense. With my teeth grinding, because I know it's going to go badly, I call my mom. And
yes.
I said, on 60 Minutes last night, there was a piece on the new Beatles movie.
Oh.
And then we have to go through the whole thing. When is it coming out again? Thanksgiving. How do I see it?
Yeah.
It's on Apple Plus. What? I said, you probably get a month free. We go through the whole thing. And she says, well, I didn't see 60 Minutes. I said, well...
Don't do it to yourself.
I know,
Mom.
And I can tell you know what?
F this.
My mind was, I can tell you exactly where I was on the road because I knew the moment.
You know, send her a link and go through that? No way.
I was getting off of the Beltway onto the Dulles Toll Road on that ramp, and I said, oh, you can probably find it online.
This is what I love about Rob's mom. And I've known her for a short period of time, but I know she loves two things. Drunk driving and the Beatles.
Yes, she does. And she would drunk drive to a Beatles show any day of the week.
So, but the tech side is
elusive.
Just makes no sense. That's why these, I'm sure a handful of them are listeners right now. If you're a first responder to tech.
A tech first responder.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're running towards that iPad when they're running away, stop running towards it. They'll figure it out. This is the greatest generation.
No, my mom is not. My mom's the second
These
greatest
are baby
generation.
Boomers.
She's a boomer.
Fine.
Yeah, so.
Maybe they can boom their way into this.
So she says, a link to a 60 Minutes piece?
Oh,
and I said,
just embarrassing.
Absolutely. Why don't you Google it? And so there's a pause. And she says, hold on, let me pause the television. So she pauses the television. Now here's another layer to it. Because
This is in the morning.
No, this is at night. I call her when
You're
I
You're driving
go,
home.
I'm driving home.
Is she hammered?
No, she's not hammered yet. She will be. But the thing about it
this
is
makes sense now.
When I told her, I said, giving you tech advice is the worst. And she says, why? I say, because first of all, you only hear about 1/5 of what I say and you're not focused on
and
that
you're
fifth
a good
thing.
Teacher.
I try to be.
I am
I really
a terrible
try
teacher.
To be. So she's punching in these things and I hear her. I can almost hear a creaky laptop opening and I hear tap, tap, tap.
Come on,
tap.
Sharon.
And she says, hey. I said, what? She says, that big guy from 90 Day Fiance got married. I said, what are you even talking
about?
Yeah,
she's surfing.
She says,
ask Jeeves.
She said, no, don't you know when I pause my television, I get people news on a scroll? So now she's giving me bad celebrity news while she's not fine. I said, where are you on your computer? She says, we're doing great. I just opened up a Bing search engine. I said, it is not 1998.
Welcome to Virus Town.
Did it hit her in the face?
Hey, not a lot of luck finding that Beatles tape. So,
if you have a Hotmail address, I judge you.
And what if you use Bing?
I judge.
Then you should.
Yeah.
You absolutely should. So we go through it all. By this time, I've gotten my entire... I'm so close to home now, I'm at a stoplight. And she says, every time I click the link, all I see is a Joe Biden commercial. I don't need that.
Oh, she's anti-Joe Biden now.
No, she's anti-commercial.
Make America great.
Oh, come on.
She's anti-commercial.
You know we're Team Biden here.
I said, you know... They have to monetize that. CBS, you need to sit through the commercial.
So I would just ignore the comment and keep plowing away at clicking buttons.
And I said, hold on. And I'm at a stoplight. And in the time it takes me to cycle one stoplight, I send her the proper link. And she clicks. She says, ah, of course. And I said, you got it? She says, no. Now they're telling me about breast cancer. I said, are they for it or against it? And she says, I don't know. I don't want these commercials. I said, do you know if you watched it on 60 Minutes, there would be commercials? She says, I guess. I said, I tell you what, you fight with that and call me when you find it. And that's when I gave up
Good luck,
I hung
lady.
Up. Good luck, lady. Kick rocks. And so I get home and I sit down about 25 minutes later and she says, you know what?
What?
I said, after the commercials, it played. I said, yeah? And she says, it was really good. I said, aren't you excited to see the movie? She said, yeah. How do I see it again? So
right.
there's
so,
just
so
no
you,
return.
You
no
jump
return.
In the car, Sharon.
That's right. Come to my house.
You drunk drive to your son's house. And then you're there.
You're there. That's right.
How far is she?
She's 15 minutes away, but don't worry. I will send. I'll send a child for her.
You can send your daughter.
I will send my daughter, who will also be drunk.
No.
This is
send Robert.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sober.
Oh, he'll be sober.
An Uber.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma. On black walnuts alone, we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Katherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Really, I do.
Clark Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard?
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Betty Davis.
This year has been a horrible year.
It's my favorite.
What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up, just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
Somebody on Facebook actually made a cartoon of that promo, and I want to say thank you, where he actually superimposed the stars. Very cool. Now, the science is clear, Oscar. A healthy gut microbiome with the good bacteria that help bodies process food is key to a healthy lifestyle. No one argues with that. But now we're learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes. Mm. Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only medical probiotic that's designed to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. For those of you with type 2 diabetes, diet and exercise alone don't always manage it. The best approach emphasizes diet, exercise, and that healthy gut microbiome. This connection has been widely recognized by leading scientists studying diabetes, including the American Diabetes Association, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and others. And as Mike said, all good outfits. Mm. Yes. Pendulum Glucose Control helps fill in the gaps by providing the first and only probiotic designed to manage blood glucose and A1C levels. With Pendulum, you can feel in control of your A1C levels, not the other way around. Now, take control of your glucose levels today. Try Pendulum Glucose Control for 90 days. If you're not satisfied with your levels, you get your money back. Visit PendulumLife.com to find out more. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first bottle of your membership. Now, that's PendulumLife.com. PendulumLife.com. Promo code TMOS. Thank you, Pendulum.
I love it.
I do too.
By the way, as far as sponsors, she's talking about the fit. That's the fit.
That's the fit, exactly. Yes. Until I get even too big for that to fit.
Work.
It does. A lot of work.
Done and done.
So, yeah, my mom is all worked up. She's all keyed up. And also then I got the hot call last night. What can she bring for Thanksgiving? So, you know, I'm very excited. It's going to be the first time that we have her and the kids all together, I guess, since Robert's graduation party. So, no, she blew that off because she had a bad hip that day. So this will be a long time since she's seen all the kids.
It's interesting because, you know, Thanksgiving this year is a big leap from where we were in the pandemic, at least for me.
Oh, it is. Because
I remember sitting at my parents' house and we...
Mirthless.
We ate Thanksgiving. And I think my father was out of town, so my father wasn't even in town. It was my mom, it was my mom, Shannon, and me.
Just the three of you?
It was a sad Thanksgiving.
Santos, too, probably.
And Santos.
Wow. That is...
Well, because we had to, like, eat on different sides of the room, but also keep the windows open. It was a big deal.
Yeah, because you think back, there's been so many missteps through the last 20 months or so. And I remember that Easter was supposed to be normal a month into the pandemic.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving...
Thanksgiving, we were really in the thing.
We didn't have a vaccine.
No vaccine yet.
Pre-vaccine.
And now we've got everyone in the house will not only have been vaccinated, but boosted.
Boosted.
So, you know, it's... There's still, I'm nervous about doing something like a movie.
You should go
like
all out.
In what way?
You should go all out this
shirtless?
Thanksgiving. No, I'm saying like get a honey baked ham, splurge, do something.
We thought about, you know, Carrie's been, she campaigns for ham every year.
Oh, really?
She wants, you know what? She wants us to be a Christmas ham family. But we were always a Christmas turkey
family.
What
about what you want?
That's what I said.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like the ham.
You know what? Ham is a nice side, but I like ham for New Year's Day.
Yeah, but
because what's great about the ham is the leftover, because then, Oscar, you can do what I like to call visit the ham. I'm going to go visit the ham.
Yeah, now, look, I get the lifetime value of a ham.
Right.
Right? Because you're not going to murder, at least in my house, you wouldn't kill the entire honey-baked ham that night. You'd have it for weeks at a time for sandwiches.
Exactly.
So that works.
And if you have a big get-together, like when my family used to do the whole... 65,
are they going to do that again?
Well, my Uncle George, we sold his house, and that was always our gathering place. I guess we could do it.
Somebody else can't jump in?
I would do it.
It was George a bust?
George, he would really roll it out, though. George was really cool about it because he had a perfect house for it.
This could be another spiewack that will do it.
Well, you know what? I will do it, but I can't handle 60 people. I could do 30. But also this year, I don't think it's wise to go big just yet.
Yeah, this is what's crazy.
Right? I think
you're
hesitant.
Fine. You're vaccinated. Move on with life. Last year, we'd have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. We get the old text. And for those of you not in the know, we're in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We get the text from the city COVID alert system, this text chain I'm on. That if you're...
It's you and all the congressmen.
It's me and everybody that's important in this city.
John Wick.
And it says, look, you don't have to wear a mask anymore starting the 22nd of November. Mayor Bowser said, King Koopa's be here and we're all good.
Right.
So we now won't have to wear a mask. And I remember seeing that and I said, well, finally.
Yeah.
But just in private businesses or bars or restaurants.
Okay.
But if you are in an Uber or in an arena or a concert, you still got to wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is not confusing, but also
it's contradictory.
As someone said today, well, I'm still going to wear a mask. And I said, well, that's everyone's prerogative. Like, we're not going to mass shame or anything.
Yeah,
I was like, you have to be, we are a vaccination floor. You have to be vaccinated. You don't get on this floor. But for the mask situation, this is the first time where I sat here and I said, there's going to be those who just continue wearing masks. And that is not a bad thing. That happens in Asia on a regular basis. No one blinks twice about that.
I've heard many doctors, and my mom, who works at the Inova Loudoun campus, works with many doctors. She schedules doctors, is what she does when she's sober. She, a lot of...
Poor Sharon.
Please don't listen to this episode, Mom. Doctors say they will probably wear masks in crowd situations for the rest of their lives. It's just that they're...
But in the crowd, right?
Yeah, in a crowd situation, right.
I don't know. I don't know why this is even top of mind, but I think to myself, if you're not making me do it, I'm probably not going to wear it. But that's probably the wrong approach.
It's case by case for me, gotta be. I would think, you know what, we've got...
If it's chilly outside, I'm going to wear it. Keep my face warm.
Well, your mask is a scarf.
My face!
Pony, are you okay in there?
Oh, just a little hot back here.
He's waving a piece of paper like he needs attention.
Hot flashes. He's got hot flashes. He's shaking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's either it's 80 degrees in there or he's about to say, the president has made a statement.
Yes. He is waving a big piece of cardboard.
It is. It's confusing and it's hard, and I think it's going to be an evolution of how we feel.
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe you're living in an area, if you're listening to the show right now, that like Mike, you're just not wearing masks anymore.
Right. Like the Vatican.
But we had, I would say 3 weeks. We had 3 weeks where we didn't wear a mask.
Yep.
And then poof, the surge came back.
Yep.
We got Delta and then mask time.
It's almost like they were related.
And then now you see up and down the East Coast, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger, like you've got a ton of COVID cases coming through.
And also, here's the thing, like, for example, Washington, D.C. is adjacent. They share a border with a county in Maryland called Montgomery County.
Yes.
And they can have diametrically opposed mask precautions and mandates and all that stuff. And they're next to each other. Don't you think they should be working hand in hand? It's not like it's a different population.
Well, it's a federal city. That's a problem, right?
We have the federal variant.
It's something that we haven't talked to offline. It's,
right.
It just happened yesterday. It's just top of mind is like, we got to put an email out and let people say, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Just got to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
But this should not be this confusing. Maybe the directive should have been like, we encourage everyone to wear masks because we're not 100% in the clear.
I would think it would be no problem if you said, we would encourage you to wear a mask in any situation that you can.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, if you're eating food, you can't have a mask.
Yeah, but...
And also,
but
why is
there's also, like, you've... I mean, I don't know. To everybody... Some people can't breathe very well through masks.
And why hasn't Pony been vaccinated?
No, he's been vaccinated.
I'm kidding,
of course.
I
don't trust it. Just don't trust it.
And he won't get 5G either.
But is everyone in Virginia not wearing masks anymore? Like, that's...
No, I see it all the time. I see plenty of masks out where I am. But also, Virginia is a big, divided state.
Yeah.
Where I am in Virginia is very different than the southern part of Virginia and the western part of Virginia. Julia is seeing masks all over campus.
Okay.
They're very, very good about that on campus. But they're young and, pardon me, they're woke. They understand what's going on. But I think when you get into the more central part of Virginia, you're going to have a different mindset and you're not going to see it. Virginia is weird. You can't really paint Virginia with a broad brush.
Oh, hell. Even in like Manassas, because Manassas is kind of like the gateway to redneck land. So like everything.
I love it. Gateway to Trashyville.
I love the fact that the pony's saying all that and we're just agreeing.
So, yeah, well, it's true.
The gateway.
It is like the barrier. between.
It is.
You know, like Gainesville. And, mm-hmm.
yeah. It's like a porous membrane.
Exactly. So you get some overflow. You get some osmosis of like non-maskers into Fairfax occasionally. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, that guy's definitely
well,
from
if they have to head in to buy vittles.
Didn't you grow up in Manassas?
Me? No. I was. I grew up in Annandale.
Okay. Well, that's not much better.
Annandale. Go Adams.
Yeah, so look, I don't mean to hijack the segment. For those of you that are going through this transition, it's strange. And some people have been asking me, like, what do you see? Like, what does your father think? Look, I don't know. My father will arrive on Monday of next week. I can ask him then. But right now, it really feels like it's not too early. We are vaccinated.
I know.
But I don't even want a cold, for God's sakes. I don't want anything.
I know. It's
I shook someone's hand today because they put their hand out. I shook their hand, you know what? And it felt a little weird at first.
Well, he did that thing where he tickled your palm.
No, it was like you're not used, at least in the city, you're just used to a fist bump,
yeah.
Head nod.
I've turned down many a
salute,
handshake.
I'm a wave.
Don't do that salute, by the way.
No, but that's, you know what I'm saying.
In World War II, that took a bad
and
turn.
And I'll be fine next week. It's just... You forget how quickly you get used to this.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a mask next week, but it's going to be made of turkey skin. I just have to figure out a way to attach the band. All right, you made a bold prediction, my friend.
Yes.
About Britney Spears.
I can't
wait. I want to discuss it when we return. This is audio outside of the audio vault, outside of the digital dumpster, outside of Soundtown.
Woos. Woos.
By the way, Dude Walker sang for me.
He did?
Yes, I'll tell you about it later. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll take it from Hero Train.
Oh,
I want
dear.
To talk to the listeners.
This is gross.
Hey out there, how are you doing?
I've
got a suggestion for
you.
When you're ordering your Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake at MikeO'MaraShow.com, why not pick up two of them? One for you and one for that special someone. I'll do you one better. Turn the lights down low, build a fire in the fireplace, pour a glass of wine, put on some soothing music, maybe loosen up that top button, or better yet, just slip into something a little more comfortable, huh? Now, invite that special someone over and enjoy some Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake in the flesh. Mono. Imano, huh? TMOS Yuck. Fruitcakes are only available for a limited time, but that doesn't limit your time together this holiday season. Hey, whatever two or more consenting adults do in the privacy of their own home is none of my affair. Come on over. I'll show you how I got my nickname, and we can enjoy that fruitcake all night long.
I'm not sure muting the mics was enough for that, Oscar.
Sorry.
I think I saw glass Woo. Rattle. But better?
Better.
Better, good.
Clear.
You know what? We just talked about fruitcakes. Mm-hmm. Black Friday is the deadline for ordering fruitcakes, so make sure you get in on it. But you know, there is a silent partner that we don't mention enough that without this partner, you wouldn't get your fruitcake.
Well, who's that?
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
One of our longest running and favorite clients. If you're looking for a way to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all that holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money with Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. Whether you're selling online, which we did, or running an office or side hustle, Stamps.com can save you a ton of time, money, and stress during the holidays. You can access all the post office and UPS shipping services you need without making a trip and get exclusive discounts. Like, check this out, 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. So if you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, which you probably do, Stamps.com is a lifesaver. You'll save so much time and money, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. So, save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. And thank you, Stamps.com. If you've ever gotten a fruitcake from us, you got it because of Stamps.com.
Stamps.
Love Stamps.com. So, Britney is free. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
She is.
And it didn't take her long to do a rambling video on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. She.
Yes. What did I say?
You said it.
I said, look. And wait. Let me rewind.
That was great.
I do not root for this. I simply look at the data.
You don't, like, you know what? A weatherman doesn't root for a hurricane.
No.
But he has to predict it.
I got to plot the track.
Right, and track the plot.
And we've had multiple data points for this situation.
Right.
where we said everyone, Jamie Spears is the bad guy. How dare he?
James Spears.
I'm sorry, James Spears. But Jamie Spears helped James Spears put the butterfly net on Britney.
Woo-hoo-woo! So this is, she looks
good. This is
good.
New. This is fresh. New.
This was fresh this morning.
Fresh.
She looks good. She looks very happy, but she just has a certain energy to her that makes me think something's going to happen.
Let me hear it.
Okay, so I'm here today to answer all of your guys' questions. And the first
By the way, professional recording star, great miking technique.
Okay, so I'm here today to answer all of your guys' questions. And the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what am I going to do now that the conservatorship's over with? Very good question. Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
That's definitely a Kenmore.
Kenmore microphone?
No, it's a Kenmore AC unit right next to her.
That's where she chose to
play that. It's like it's the same sound you hear when you're out next to the actual HVAC unit you have outside your house.
You say, we got a lot of dust in the attenuator.
Yeah. Where's your roof or in your backyard?
Backyard.
Listen to it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles.
Being able to buy candles.
It.
The first three things that she's happy about at the conservatorship are keys to her car, cash, and candles. Now, I like candles as much as the next guy.
This is actually it's sad. Dr. Drew used to have a good line about how when you hear a voice that is, it's sad because there's got to be some sort of trauma, right? And I'm not saying that this is the case here, but a little kid voice.
It's rooted in something.
Like the wiring was f***ed up somehow.
I don't have a pony.
Was effed up somewhere where this happened. But her cadence of her voice
is a little unsettling, right?
Well, it sounds like she just took too much Adderall or something else. I don't know.
She's going to get candles.
It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. And I'm grateful for that. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. But I'm not here to be a victim. I lived with victims my whole life as a child. That's why I got out of my house. Mm. And
I'm not here to be a victim, but here's why I'm a victim.
Yeah, I'm not pouncing on her for that.
No.
Just the whole presentation is sad.
Yeah. And also the air conditioning.
That's
for 20 years and worked my ass off. I'm here to be an advocate for people with real disabilities and real illnesses. I'm a very strong woman, so I can only imagine what the system has done to those people. So hopefully my little story, hopefully my story will make an impact and make some changes in the corrupt system. And the Free Britney movement, you guys rock. Honestly, my voice was muted and threatened for so long, and I wasn't able to speak up or say anything.
I think I'm gonna mute her now.
I've churned.
Now where are you?
Before it was more. I didn't like the quality of the recording. That bothered me.
I understand.
Even more so than it bothers you. The cadence of her voice and the tone. She's under duress or excited. Who knows? But it's a tough spot where she's talking about victims, right? So if she's trying to empower victims and bring light to the situation, I need a little more context.
Well, also, she doesn't need to put this video out right now.
No, like, what about a PR person?
Yeah.
What about letting her use her phone? Because you know something like this is going to get released.
She says, hey, I know someone with an iPhone 13. We can do this better. Anyway, so that's what's up with Britney.
Well, then, look, I don't think I've been vindicated.
No.
Because, you know, I wasn't rooting for that, but I'm not a soothsayer. That was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, and also...
I didn't like it.
I'm glad you appreciated it.
Yeah, it could have been better.
Well, what I'm saying is this. If someone goes out to, like, the mall and buys 10,000 candles is the first thing they do, watch this person. I'm not sure this is a person
we
can trust.
No, I don't. It's tough because, I want to buy into that. I feel like there's a lack of guidance here.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
And this was your fear. This is one of the reasons I wanted to play it. Your fear is that once she left the conservatorship, there is no guidance. And that's why she's, at Yankee Candle for 10 hours a day.
Yeah, it really becomes a question. Is she better off alone, or was she better off in the scenario where people had to help her make her decisions?
I think what she needs to do.
And time will tell, right?
And if she has an ounce of this brave woman that she talks about, yeah. she hires someone to advise her, but not run her. Because if you're in, but the thing that people are probably not even considering is now she's free after 13 years. That means 13 years she hasn't had to make a decision.
Yeah.
So that's
just
a learn.
Like Michael Mara.
That's okay. And see.
No.
I think he decides things.
He's just, buying so many candles this weekend.
Yeah. yeah he's right now.
Carla, where are we going today?
Yankee Candle, dear. So anyway.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. He's back tomorrow.
Yes, he's back tomorrow.
And he'll comment to this because I know he's listening live. Love the show. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to go to Soundtown.
Woo!
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. He padded and then played a promo.
Beep, 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 yeah!
In this defensive driving class, you will learn a set of driving skills that allows you to defend yourself against possible collisions caused by bad drivers, drunk drivers, and poor weather.
With most motorists driving defensively, the road is wide open for someone to play the opposite side of the ball. It's the Polychristine Offensive Driving Academy.
You, pal! You mutter! How's that for a turn signal, asshole?
Take it from the Polychristine Driving Academy cheerleaders.
Aggressive.
Those ladies know how to do it.
The downside to offensive driving is a lot of exterior body damage to your vehicle. The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center is your one-stop shop for all of your auto body needs.
Paint, Bondo, buffers, sanders, and more. Available through Target and Walmart online. Just click the Money Metal banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And let God sort them out.
Oh. Baby, you can drive my car.
I'm glad I ran that. I'm almost out of Bondo. Bondo. Have you ever noticed how difficult and confusing it can be to start investing?
Oh.
A lot of barriers, we're
just talking
right?
about that.
One single share can cost a mint. Such confusion. Oi.
Mm.
That's why I, with my buddy Oscar, joined Public.com. They can start with small slices of shares and invest in what they believe in with any amount. Exchange insights with a community of investors and build a portfolio with confidence. Imagine, if you will, Facebook, but for investors.
Yeah, social
you can
media
share
network
tips. Yeah,
for investors.
It's so cool.
Yeah, see what people are invested in.
Get advice. Exchange insights with a community of investors and build a portfolio with confidence. When you invest on public.com, you're never alone. Connect with investors from all walks of life to learn new ideas and gain confidence. Choose from thousands of stocks and ETFs and get access to a growing community full of fellow investors. You're never alone. Public.com takes your privacy seriously, too. They don't participate in payment for order flow. That's when brokerage houses sell your trades to third parties. Instead, Public.com routes your trades to the exchanges directly, so there's no middleman. I hate a middleman. Mm. Public.com, invest with confidence. Now, start investing with as little as $1 and get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com today. Visit Public.com/TMOS to download the app and sign up. That's Public.com/TMOS. Oscar and I love it, and I believe we're both up. So, in your face.
In your face.
Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See Public.com/disclosures. This is not investment advice. All right. I am particularly excited about the trip to Soundtown today because it actually, one of the things involves Pony, but not yet.
Okay.
Got to lead with this. Credit, a tip of the Soundtown cap to Dan Cole, who works here at...
team member.
Wonderful guy.
Extraordinaire, SVP.
Love him. He works here at Podville Media. He sent this to me. We didn't even think it could be real. Turns out it's real. This is from Laura Ingram. She was filling in on, I believe, one of the news networks. It doesn't matter which one. Her guest,
Fox News.
Probably.
Well, but, I mean, that's where she's... It does matter which one.
It doesn't matter to me. You're delaying and diluting the comedy. So the guy that she was talking about referenced, you know the show on Netflix called You?
Yes.
A very popular show on Netflix. So this guy references the show You. I guess Laura Ingram doesn't watch You because they launch into what is really like an Abbott and Costello routine.
You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What? What was on me? What are you talking about? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
We never did a measles and vaccine episode.
This
was on Fox News.
This really happened.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on you.
I've never had Raymond, I've never had measles. What are you talking about? This is stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
What's it called?
You. You. It's called You.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up. We got to get out.
It's a show
I give up.
Called You on Netflix.
There's a show called Loring on Netflix.
Never mind.
About?
I'm moving on to Adele.
You know, strange as it may seem, they give ball players very peculiar names nowadays. So anyway, that really happened.
On the teleprompter.
It's so great. Mm. I never did a show on measles.
No, it's you.
Me?
You throw this happened yesterday.
Yeah. So great. Anyway, so I love you, Dan Cole. Thank you for sending that. Pony, there was an online survey about the best and worst on-hold music.
Oh, boy.
The worst went to the hold music for the people at Easy Pass. Imagine if you're in a situation where you actually have to call Easy Pass, yeah. You're mad enough already, they put you on hold and you hear this.
Please hold for the next available customer service representative.
Oh my God.
This is terrifying.
There is no way they want you to stay on hold. They want you to hang up.
That's like the old radio bits where they would like clap the things together to make horses.
But Pony, you're never going to believe what got the award for best on hold music. This is it's an artist named Carlton. His name is Tim Carlton. Forgive me.
Tim.
It's a typo here. I owe myself.
Time, the tool man, Allen.
Owe myself $20. Tim Carlton wrote this song. It's called Opus Number One.
Love his company.
And we're going to give the Tim and the temperature.
Time daily.
The Texas DMV runs this as their hold music. But Pony, see if you can recognize it.
Oh, I know this.
Of course we do. And I have to explain to everyone listening. Podcast Village, when it was Podcast Village, was the first company to ever figure out how to link a Mackie board to Adobe Audition in multitracks.
Yes.
And we had to spend literally dozens of hours on hold with both companies to make it happen.
Yes.
This is the Mackie hold music to the point where this morning gave me PTSD.
I love it.
But anyway,
for hours.
Tim Carlton, Opus Number One, and I said, Pony's going to love that. While we're talking music, people are so stupid, and I love it.
Okay.
They just released Taylor Swift's album Red on vinyl.
Heavy. Heavy rotation.
And the beautiful thing about the hit single, I'm sure you know it.
10 minutes.
We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. That's one of the hit singles.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
But the thing is this is sort of a thing with vinyl. If they want superior high fidelity, they will take an LP and master it at 45 RPM instead of 33.
Mm.
I have a couple of them myself. Mm. Soundtrack to Jaws, Carole King's Tapestry has done it. But people aren't reading the directions. And so when they're playing the record, they're returning it saying, I think this
it's
is wrong because
broken.
I think there's a man singing. So when they drop the needle at 33, this is what they hear.
Ooh, 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 you have to explain to people how a record player works and how we get here.
Okay.
I know because I've been through this.
Okay. So an album is a 12-inch piece of plastic, flat, and it spins, as a rule, at 33 revolutions per minute.
But on a record player, there is a setting where you can change.
Yes, because there is a smaller format that is called a single or a 45. It spins at 45 RPM.
Yes.
They change the spinning speed on the Taylor LP, so it should sound like this. But people were not reading directions, and this is what they were hearing.
Like it was a bad wax print.
People have been returning them to Amazon and all these places saying, I believe you sent me a copy with a male singer.
No, I've had the same thing happen. This is why I'm not even laughing. I'm embarrassed. I, at one point, was setting up a record player. I think it might have been in Charlie's office.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a mono record. It's only the left channel, mono. And he's like, I don't think they made mono records. I was like, oh, I think they did. That's why we're not getting out of both speakers.
So what did you do? What had you done?
No, one of the speakers wasn't hooked up.
Well, but to be fair, it was literally a wireless speaker.
I literally said mono. like a jerk.
Well, just so you know, folks, I've been playing records for a long time, and there's usually a little ping on the label that says what speed to play it at.
Yeah.
Double check this. And that way it'll sound like this and not like this.
That's hilarious.
All these, like
all
this.
Hold the next available customer service
all these Swifties go in and be like, this record's broken. I like a new wax record.
Well, what happened is that all the Taylor Swift fans listened to it and then broke up with their record players. Dumped them. Now, this I love. This was trending on TikTok yesterday. TikTok.
Internet. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. A lady got a very lame apology from her boyfriend. You'll explain why he had to apologize. And she was so embittered by it, she actually hired a sad violin player to come in and play sad violin music while she read the apology.
This is great.
And you got to stay with it till the very end, because the end is my favorite part.
I know you're probably never going to forgive me for what happened, but I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate.
Oh.
But I've been going through a lot, and that's not who I am. I've been failing most of my classes. And you know I just got fired. So I would really appreciate if you showed me some sort of sympathy and stopped making me feel like a villain. Plus, you've been really busy at work, and I've been feeling really alone. I was just really missing you, and it was a one-time mistake. I love you so much more than Emily. What am I supposed to tell my family?
Oh.
I'm sorry, okay?
Here it comes.
Also, did you change the Netflix password?
That has been your trip to Soundtown. Thank you and come again. Appreciate it.
I like
it.
Eyeball Emily. He seems like a dirty birdie.
I like with it. Well, he only slept with her because he was missing her so much.
It was only technically.
Technically, I slept with her. That's right. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. If you want to get at us, rob2bs@michaelmarashow.com. Our mailing address for the foreseeable future remains Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at michaelmarashow.com. Pony makes it look so pretty.
I do my best.
He does. Put some throw pillows, a couple doilies.
Doilies.
Oily doilies. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. Mike will be back tomorrow. The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Good night.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.